Boker Tov, everyone. We're up to Simon Reish Samach Vav Sif Yud Beis. Okay, we're at the bottom of page 83, moving on to page 384 today. Okay, we have over here, we'll continue on this topic of when it's Choshcholo Baderech, if it gets to be Shabbos and you have stuff on you. Yesterday we learned the case over whether it's a behemah or whether it's a person, how he gets it from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yachi. Okay, so that we discussed yesterday on how to go ahead and do that. Now, today we get to some very, very important halacha levaisa shailos. We start by talking over here, with the shailah that we had yesterday, is why in Sif Yud Aleph we're talking about ratz tachtav ad beiso with the stuff on his shoulder. We just learned earlier on what you're supposed to do. Give it to a donkey, give it to a cherishot of a katan, give it to a guy. If not, what pachos midalad amos. All of a sudden, it's over there talking rats, with his thing. So says the Mechaber, if you'd base to answer this question, Yeshomrim, didafka b'chavila hitiru, lasos kein. Avalobaki, so that's talking about a chavila, you have a large bundle on your shoulder, so I guess you need an extra hacker over there, they told you to rats the base, get there as quickly as possible, that's what you're supposed to do. But if it's your kiso, you should only rely on the heteran that we talked about before, give it to goy, chamor, chershat of a katan, v'chule, or if you need to, wait, walk down, pachos, down, amts. But the second opinion, v'yeshomrim, duhu adin l'kiso, even for a kiso, even for a wallet, a money purse, you can also go ahead and rely on Sif Yud Aleph that you can rats l'beisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Lamedalid, v'hainu b'makam she'esher b'hanach drachim. He's going to answer, okay, if that's the case, why does it bring this extra heter of rats, if it even applies by kiso, which we saw what you're supposed to do before? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamedalid, hainu b'makam she'esher b'hanach drachim miniskar la'el. This halacha over here, Sif Yud Aleph, now continue over here and see Yud Beis, according to the second opinion, Yeshorim, do it in b'kiso. We see over here the reason why, this is when the other heters don't apply. You don't have a guy, you don't have a kid, you don't have a donkey, you don't have a chershot of a cotton to give it to, and let's say it's not plausible, you're so far away. Look, pachos down, almost, you know yourself, you're not gonna be able to handle that, and therefore it says you could go on this another heter, just take off and start running until you get there and do not stop. Do not stop once again. If you stop, then you're going to get yourself into problems because then you are going to have a new Akira Vahanacha like we learned yesterday. Okay? Says over here, how do we pass it to Lamaisa? Once again, this is not a stam in a Yeshomrim where we pass it like the stam. This is a classic example of a Yeshomrim and a Yeshomrim. And generally, paskin like the Yesh Omrim Basra. We pass like the Yesh Omrim Basra, and therefore, over here, we would paskin like the second opinion. We have a pass like the second opinion over here that you're allowed to rely on us even by kiso. So therefore we've added on another heter over here. You have the heter of the guy. You have the heter of the donkey. You have the heter of the chershot of a katan. You have the heter of pachos with alamos. And we have the heter now of rats with tachtav. And when you get to the chutzer, once again, you have to throw it with a shinu. Now we get to other things. We'll continue on this topic, but it gets to a very important halach lemaisa shaila in terms of muks. Says the Rama over here, Misha Shachach Kiso. Allah b'Shabbos. Someone who forgets his kis on him on Shabbos, meaning he has his wallet on him on Shabbos. Now, Imhu b'beiso, if you are in your house, Yachol elichimo l'cheder l'hatr chaguro v'lipol sham l'hatzniel. If you're in your house, you can walk to your room, under your bed, and let the kis fall out. Or for that matter, turn the pocket inside out and let the money fly out of your pocket. You're allowed to walk to your room to go ahead and do that, so therefore it falls in a place where you know it's going to be. That's what the Ramah says. V'im hu bashuk. But let's say he is outside of the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Vav, O b'makom shelo asu baruchov ahush shitupu b'mavos, or another place where you can't carry, you have the problem of carrying. If you're in your house, you don't have a problem of walking down Amos to Shus Rabbis. There we go to your room. But if you're outside, you can't go ahead and do this. So Asrula Avila Beso, you're not allowed to go to your house. Rakmatir Chagura Bashuk Vahunofil, let out the money over there in the Shisarabim. Let it go. The Omer Lady Yehudi Lashomro, and ask a guy to watch over it. If he brings it to your house, then great. But it's not so budget. So now, over here, what are we talking about? We just went through this whole simon of all these heterim that you have, give it to the guy, give it to this. All of a sudden saying over here, leave it outside. So it says over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, V'dafka b'she'en mityar minein yudim misham yikachu. You're in a place where you're not afraid it's going to get lost. You're in a place where you know you're going to fail to get it after Shabbos. That's what this halacha is talking about. Avlim yari shami yichu oto aina yehudim. You're afraid the money's going to be stolen. Rashay la rutzul mala beisul shalom la klal. You're allowed to take off and go to your house. Kadesh lo yasei kir b'emsa derech. Okay? Then you can rely on the heterim that we've talked about before. Okay? That's what you're allowed to do. Says the Mishnah also in Sikon and Zalam Zion. Even if you think the guy could say, oh, Mr. Bab, could you go ahead and watch over my money over here and I'll come to you Motzei Shabbos. Like most people would. If you're afraid to rely on this guy, he's going to give you back the money. You could tell him, come bring this to my house. Once again, now you're having the guy. Bring it to your house. This is the base, the best eitz over here. Once again, we rely on the guy to go ahead and do this. Okay, so that is this halacha over here. Basically, we'll be messiah now. The din of what to do when you forgot your wallet outside in Rosh Hashanah. Now let's enter into this parsha, which is maybe more lemaisa shailo, is what happens when someone realizes in his pocket he has muksa on Shabbos. He has muksa on Shabbos. So, a little background information you should know, that the Magen Avraham relates to us as the halacha that's also found in Simen Shin Ches Siv Dalet. Simen Shin Ches Siv Dalet over there in the Shulchan Aruch, based on a Russian beitza, it's a Tosus of beitza, it's a Ranun beitza, all tell us that if you pick up a Kli Shel Melach Dalis, a Kli Shel Melach Dalis, we're not going to go through Hilchos Muksa right now, is a Kli that is normally used for usher purposes on Shabbos, but also usually has a Mutter purpose also. Okay, let's just say a pen. A pen could also, you can scratch your head, you can scratch your back with. It's a klishon lachdolis. Okay, fine. If you pick up the pen on Shabbos because you need it to scratch your head or scratch your back, which is mutter, or you need it's on the table, you have to take it off the table in order to set the table for Shabbos, that's called litzorich mekomo. Okay, if you pick it up either litzorich gufo, for the thing itself to scratch your back, scratch your head, or for mekomo, says the Rosh, the Ran, Toysvis, Pasud, and Shulchan Aruch, and Shchaz Dal, that you're allowed not only to pick it up and move it, you can now, once it's in your hand, you go ahead and move it to wherever you want. It goes in the dining room drawer. So you put it in the dining room drawer, that's great. You can move it to your bedroom if you want. Once it's in your hand over there, you're allowed to move it. Says the Magen Avraham, based on our halacha, look at this, is the same thing over here. Says the Ramah, Mishashachach Kiso Alav V'Shabbos, he had his wallet in his pocket, and Shabbat is already in his hands. You're allowed to go ahead. Over here, look at this. You can go ahead and put it wherever you want. You're allowed to walk to the bedroom to go ahead. And he says this is the same thing. You're so you've received from here, you can take muksa on Shabbos. Okay? And once it's in your hand, even though you didn't pick it up with Tzorach Kufa Makomo. You see over here, even if he picked it up, not Beheter. Okay, he didn't get the heter of Tzorach Makomo, Kufa Makomo. The Magen Avraham brings a raya from our Ramah over here. You're allowed to move the muksa. What's it's in your hand? You're allowed to move it to wherever you want. It doesn't matter what type of muksa it is. It doesn't matter how it got into your hands. According to the Magen Avraham, once it's in your hands, you're allowed to put it down wherever you want. Okay? Comes the Gra, and he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. The Gra disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and the Gra holds it, no. He has two chumras over here in this halacha. He says, number one, only when the muksa comes to your hand, beheter, only if you picked up the tzarach kufa makoma like over there in Simon Shin Ches Dalet, over there, that's when you can move it to wherever you want. But over here, where it was picked up at Isser, because when Shabbos comes in, you have a wall in your pocket, it's usher to have in your a wall in your pocket. Says the Gra, so therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and move it wherever you want. What would he say here in the Ramah? He would say over here in the Ramah, this is a local heter over here because of Hefzid. Like we've learned this, like Chazal, we're not gozer when you have found in your pocket on Shabbos, you can walk to the corner of it. But in general, this is not a general heter by any muksa. Once it's in your hand, you can go ahead and move it to another place. No, that is only when you pick up muksa beheter. Now you're allowed to go ahead and put it wherever you want. And number two, the Gra holds it only applies by a kli shemalach d'leser, a pen, a hammer. A hammer could be used to open up a nut on Shabbos. Those things, a kli shemalach d'leser, those things you do. But other types of muksa that are more serious categories of muksa, mukas machmas gufo, a rock, money, and things like this, those things you're not allowed to go ahead and move for even though it got into your hand at Shabbos, even if somehow got into your hand the heter, the grow would hold. You're not allowed to move it. Generally, you look inside the Mishnah Berurah over here. See, Katan Lamed Hey says the Mishnah Berurah, Yachol Leilech the Kevin Shemuksa Biyado Yachol Leich Limal Lechol Makom Shirtza. That's like the Magen Avraham. Once it's your hand, go wherever you want. The Grub Biyur Hichmir Bazeh. Okay, the Gra is generally machmir over here, and generally when you have muks in your hand, it does not allow you to go ahead and take it wherever you want. Maybe when it deals with hesed, then we would allow you to go ahead and do this. L'maisa, we generally are machmir for the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both Gras in the Shin Ches. Also in Sifat Yud Gimel, I believe, over there, in machmir like the Gra. Over here, we're also machmer like the Gra that only by klisha malachta le'isser, and only when it was picked up with tzarf gufo makomo, that's when you can go ahead and take it wherever you want. It's not a steadfast ra heter. You can't take this heter to wherever you want. Only in these cases, we do not pass it like the Magen Avraham lekula sol lemaisa. You find money in your pocket on Shabbos, yes, you are allowed to go to a corner of a room to empty out your pocket in order that it doesn't get stolen. But if you're not worried about it getting it stolen, then you should empty your pocket right there and then, take off your jacket and turn it upside down, or pull out your pocket inside out, right? Inside out pocket like that. Okay, pull it out inside out so it falls out, not to take it directly, and you get rid of the muk. So that's what one is supposed to do on Shabbos. Your jacket will not become a basis l'davar ha'asur because you didn't mean to leave the money in there. So therefore it does not come in basis. You're allowed to wear the clothing the rest of Shabbos. It would not be a problem. But once again, if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, lost, and like that, you have a lot more heterim to go ahead and rely on. Let's go ahead and finish off our Siman Sif Yud Gimel, something we mentioned a couple of times over here. Here's where the main place is. Matza Arnaki b'Shabbos. Let's say you find wallet. You find money on Shabbos. Asra Lito, you're not allowed to take it. Oh, I'm going to lose money if I don't pick it up. No. That's only my money that you already own. Things that you find, you're not allowed to go ahead and take it. Even though you're afraid that someone else is going to swoop in and take the wallet before you're able to take it, and you're going to lose out on that wallet, you're not allowed to go ahead and take it. Okay? You cannot pick it up and take it home with you. Even if it's in an Eruv, you're not allowed to go ahead and pick it up. It is Aser Litl. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot Lamin Ches, Afilu Im Yamo Tachtav Lo Yavir Dalet Amos, Afilu Achi Aser Mishu Muksa. Even if you're not going to be over carrying Dalet Amos, it's still Aser Mishum Muksa, Lo Shaykh Ha'atar Mishum Pseidah Kevish Adayin Lo Zachaba. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sikot Lamin Ches. Since it's not, you're not Shaykh Ha'atar because of losing something, because you did not own it beforehand, you do not have this Hatter once again, as we saw many times over here. Okay? However, number one, if you look inside Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, the Bir Alacha, Dibra Masal, Pen Yikad Menu Acher, very short Bir Alacha over here in the middle of the page, he says, Va'yidei Tiltul Beregel Yesh Lahakel. Oh, you want to know a kula that you could have, you find a wallet, you go out and kick it. You go out and kick it. If you get able to kick it into your house, you kick it into your house because that is not considered muksa. That is tilta al yidei davar acher. That is tilta begufo. It's not the normal way of kicking a wallet, and therefore that would get you out of the muksa problem. Okay? That's though only gonna place there's an eruv. If there's an eruv, you could do this. This would be a problem carrying, kicking things. We don't allow in a place of like Rosh Hashanah, you can't go ahead and kick things, even though it might not be the Daraisa because it's a little bit Kalachar Yad. Nevertheless, we're not allowed to do it. But if those are Halachas Muksa, you're allowed to kick Muksa if it's not the Derech to kick the Muksa. You're allowed to kick it to the side. That's the Beferish and Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa, Perek Kaf Hei, Halacha, Lamed, Dalet. The Shulchan Shlomo, also, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, also, page Kufed, page Zayin, he wants to show over here, the only reason for the Asher to pick up the wallet sounds like it's Muksa. Sounds like it's an object that's not muksa on Shabbos. And there's something that's hefker, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos, even though you're gonna be zochebo on Shabbos. You're allowed to see over here, you're allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, as long as you don't do make a big deal out of it, you don't start raising it above your shoulder to show that maisa kinyan over here. You just go ahead and take it and you bring it into your house. That's not going to be a problem. Once again, if there's an eruv, there's no problem of taking up a lost object on Shabbos when that lost object is not muksa. Okay, over here is a problem of muksa, that's what you can be dayak from this halacha. Okay, so that is the dinim over here. Just to summarize, let's get to halacha lemaisa from the Shvir Shabbos Kilchas Perek Yedches Halacha Nun Beis. It's like this: if you go out on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos, and then it becomes Shabbos, and you find that there's a chafetz biyah, there's something in your hand or in your pocket. Okay, don't stand. The worst thing to do is stand. You're walking. Continue walking. Okay, even if you walk slowly, just don't stand. Okay, and then whenever you get rid of it while you're saying, if you're in Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about places of no Eruv, you get rid of it as quickly as possible. If it's something that it's not expensive, and if it's something that is expensive, you're afraid you're going to lose it, so then you have to go rely on one of the heterim. Either you find a guy, you find a cheresh out of a cut, an animal, or more likely where you don't have those things around, because it can't be your own child, as we learned later before. So therefore, either you have to walk pachos, midalad amos, like we learn, until you could get to a chatzar, a place where you can put it, and you have to throw it with a shinui, or, once again, or you start running, and you start going with a shinui, you run with a shinui, you jog, some way that you can remember not to stand in one place, and when you get to your house, once again, to throw it in kalachar yad. Okay, but once again, if you have a goy, you have chershat l'kadar or chamor, that would be better to have those to go ahead and rely on. Ad kan simin reish samech vav, we are moving on to simin reish Samech Zayin next time, Ad Kan for today. We're going to Tfilos of Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem, and then to Hilchos Kiddush.